Hi, and welcome to Evil Empire.
So yes, I am Aki, and I am now all of a sudden in Scene Sat's little cubicle of awesome. Because Truck is not here. Truck is at home, and he's sick. Truck has the flu, and he texted me at 4 o'clock in the morning this morning that he couldn't make it, and we are all really, really sad that he is at home. So, to Truck, if you're listening, we do miss you a lot, dude, and I hope you have a speedy recovery, and we'll see you at other parties, and I hope you can listen along a bit, and I'll be here just to be a bit of a surrogate, Truck. So, well, really, what is it all about, is my terrible Truck impersonation. So, I'm on scene set now, and I'm talking, because the opening ceremony of Evoke 2012 will start shortly. And shortly in demo scene hours is like in 2 or 3 hours, maybe even less or more. It's always a thing. So I'm actually waiting. I'm waiting for somebody to bring me a beer, and I'm waiting for the thing to start. So let's talk a bit about what Evoke is already like now. Evoke is nice. There's a lot of people here already showing up, and people are outside having a beer. People are inside working on entries, as you should. And there is a very good vibe and atmosphere of everything that a demo party should have. No Purex, I'm not gonna lose my shoes because they're really expensive. I will savor them and throw them at you at one point. So yes, so what can I more talk about? I'm sitting here in this little cool scene set booth and I'm looking into the hall and it's very, yeah, how can you describe it? It's like a demo party, but then in Germany. It feels, coming here feels like when you wear a warm sweater in winter. And a German guy hands you a beer, and he's awesome. And he walks away, and he bows, and he's awesome. It was that under 5711 that just actually got me a beer. So, I'm very happy. I'm not a bad surprise. Yeah, that's why I'm hosting, because Truck is not here. And I'm just going to blabber a bit about what's going to happen. As you all know, because Ziphoid has to be on stage in a bit, because he's hosting this party, and I can tell you that he's really, really nervous. Because he can do a radio show, but being on stage sometimes tickles his fancy, so he has to be prepared. So I think he's just shooting up drugs somewhere to be really prepared. Is there anything cool? I met a lot of cool people here, I can talk about that. Like there's some people from far away, like Kuzma is here from Norway, and the guy, I forgot, from T-Rex from the Ukraine is here, an Ukrainian guy. And many other people that are awesome are here, because they are at Evoke. Which doesn't mean if you're at home now you're not awesome, because you absolutely are, but just make sure next year you are here. So yes, I'm not just going to talk until it starts. What can I talk about? This is really hard because I'm super unprepared. No Purex, you are also. Oh, shit starts right now! That's loud music. The jingle opening ceremony will start in mere seconds.
Hello. Hello. Good evening. And welcome to Overlaw, or Evoke, 2012, yes. I'm almost doing this thing, like, if you happened to see Assembly last weekend, and the Scene.org Awards, it was all dark when Frank got up on stage. And should there be some light? Hey, now I can be seen as well. Hi, I'm Ziphoid. You might mostly know me as the voice of something named Scenesat, which are we're located up there. And right now, Aki is the Scenesat guy. So hi, Aki. Hope everything is going well. And as said, welcome to Evoke 2012, or Overlaw, as it usually is mentioned on IRC. This year is a bit special. It's the 15th edition of Evoke. And we're going to celebrate that with a bit of a 15 years of Evoke demo show just after this little nonsense mumbo-jumbo that I'm about to try to get through to all of you. I didn't take any notes, which I probably should have done, but just winging it anyway. We have a full packed weekend, as always. There will be some live acts. Tonight we have CC4 will be starting, and we have GLXBLT and Dutucker. And I've heard that the live acts will be out there in the tent, just to keep everyone going outside. We also have some live acts tomorrow. And I kind of forgot them straight away, that's right. Cetrix, of course, how can I forget him from Down Under and everything. After that, DJ Quishot. And then there was the Black Maiden Hi-Fi on Sunday, if I'm not missing anything like that. Just chilling things to get people out of here, just like that. And we also have some amazing seminars going. We have Xerxes going to do a renoise and overall production thing. We have Tobias Richter going through some of his graphical career, really. And then we have Chris Hulsbeck, who came here especially a couple of days before from the US to hold a seminar and a presentation and an interview with me about his work throughout the years. And on Sunday, there was something else about some little myriad kind of thing. Sorry, can't remember. But it's going to be good anyway. The seminars will be held up in the seminar area, and it will be first come, first serve, about 30 to 50 seats. So be quick if you want to participate. Could be a good idea. We, of course, have a bunch of compos, and they are mostly up to you. So if you have produced anything, that's good. If you haven't, start doing so now. Tomorrow there'll be a barbecue sponsored by SDI or something, I think so. And they also sorted out some fruit bowls that will be available at the info desk. And then, if I remember the rest, there is some sort of weird interactive kind of mapping installation made by the Ding Fabrik, which also held the pre-party yesterday. Take a look at that. I can't really understand it, but it's supposed to be excellent. I hope. And I don't think that I have that much else to say, but let's make this a great party, right? As it usually is, right? Yeah, that's going. And with that, I leave you over to the sort of 15 years of Evoke demo show. So have fun this weekend, and I'll be back announcing things every here and there anyway. Party on.
Party on! The man sat, walking off stage like a true trooper. A man, once lost and now found his purpose as a hoster of Evoke. So yeah, that was Ziphoid opening the party, and everybody was cheering because it's awesome that the party started. And now, very shortly, the demo show of 15 years of Evoke will start. 15 years! That's a really long time. That's like literally 15 times 12 months, and my math is terrible, so I don't know how much that is. So yes, that was the opening of Evoke, and I have this radio shit is hard, man. Like, you just talk and make it sound profound and shit, and it's like really difficult. Oh, and I'm cursing as well. You shouldn't curse on the radio. So I'm just now waiting for Ziphoid to come back and take over and be way more a radio dude than I am. So, but that was fun. And I hope you guys at home will have a fun time watching it. I don't know if the video is up, actually. I don't know. I have no idea how it works. So maybe it's not. Maybe it is. I'll ask Ziphoid when he gets here. It should be, because we have video.
You should be able to watch all the goodness that we do. And things that might happen. And oh no, that was not Zephoid. I was very relieved that he might just break me out of this chain of being a radio host. It is hard, people. Just realize that it is hard to sit at a microphone and talk about crap. I can say one cool thing though about Evoke, because I met Annie Seven. He's here, and he's British and he's awesome, because the guy modded me a Game Boy. Just because I started making music with the Game Boy, he was like, dude, I'll mod you a Game Boy with Pro Sound, and he just gave me a Game Boy. And that's what the demo scene is all about. Like, a dude will just mod you a Game Boy and give it to you to make better music because he can. And I tried to give him money for it, and he didn't even want money for it. It's like, that's how awesome he is. So I shout out to Annie7 for being a great dude. And so yes, so that was awesome. And there I see a Zephoid walking up the stairs just when I want to talk about penises. Oh god, I'm now being interrupted by Zephoid.
No, you can talk on.
Oh, can we talk on? Let's talk on. Then I put on the headphones properly. Do you have a microphone?
Yes, I'm on my way. I don't have any headphones, but I can hear you anyway.
But can you?
Hello.
Ah, look at that.
That was like a bit double, wrong, right?
That was it fun? Were you nervous?
Yeah.
You were so nervous last year.
Yeah, but I mean, now I've been there before, so...
It's not scary, it isn't. Really.
No,
just
no.
Imagine everybody naked and, like, making out.
Yeah.
It totally works for me, like... I did it at Revision, and I totally, like, 100 dudes make out naked, and it just scares the shit out of me. It's like, that's what that does.
I can imagine.
So, but that was... You're hosting Overlow, yeah. As they call it.
Yes. Overlow.
So what would it entail for you more during this? Because you're also doing scene set and shit, so there's, like, a lot of work on your shoulders. And your shoulders are quite broad, but are they dead broad?
Trying. So how has this been?
Making radio is hard. I just talk to the people saying, like, I'm just sitting here talking. It's hard doing radio and having a consistent story of stuff. It's difficult.
You don't need a consistent story. Just improvise. That's better.
That's what I do. That's what I do forever.
Oh, well, that's all good. Shall we play a track? Because I need to catch my breath a bit.
But I first want to know really quick, what is the other things you are going to do at Evoke as a host?
That much. It's just some minor announcements here and there. And then the ending prize giving thing. And I'm going to do an interview with Chris Jolzbeck as well.
Which you look forward to.
Yes.
Indeed. Very good. Let's play a song.
It was good to meet him again.
Oh, you met him already? He's already here?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Or I don't think that he's here now, but he was here before.
He was around.
So let's find a song to play. Do you have any requests?
I have my song from Nordlicht, which you probably don't have.
I don't have it downloaded, no.
Because
Sorry.
It's shit. People, it's not shit. Download it. It's awesome. Everybody, somebody scream a song. I have no idea. Play something fun from Evoke. Play something from Wayfinder from Evoke.
Let's see, Wayfinder.
Jesus, this Tractor Pro setup is like amazors.
Yes,
I'm absolutely impressed.
Detonate Evoke mix?
Yeah, Detonate Evoke mix. If it's not 40 minutes long.
No, it's a bit hard to actually pull this up.
Oh, the Far Browse soundtrack. No.
Okay.
Oh, I see a different song. It's better. No, I can do this forever. Just pick one. Just pick one.
Which one do you want?
The one you just queued.
Detonate.
Yes.
Let's play Detonate, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Totes. We'll be right back.
Wayfinder, Detonate the Evoke Mix, and now I'm here again, this being Zivorn. Aki had a bit of a... What to do? I don't know. Start there, but it worked out, I hope. I'm just here to actually announce that we won't be doing that much more broadcasting right now because of the fact that nothing is really happening here at the moment. There will be a video, a sort of a demo show going here with the best of Evoke. But, oh, so Aki said penis. Yes, very nice, Purex. But, let's see what we'll do because of the fact that the reason why I'm going to take the show off air right now is because of the fact that we have a very low bandwidth and we need to find out a better network solution. I will not be able to do a video broadcast right now because, well, the connection is simply not fast enough. So I'll be looking into that as soon as possible. But we will be back no later than... 10:30, because then we have the first live act, ZC4. So I need to try to get things going a bit. And high-quality photo stream. Well, for that, I think that you can follow the Flickr that Evoke has set up. You should be able to watch that on evoke.eu. So do have a look there. So that could be there. But I will stop the show about now anyway and just continue it later on when we have a proper uplink because, well, I want it, I need it. it's better to be able to. Now I've dragged all this stuff here, so I need to use it as well, right? Because otherwise it would just be... a bit annoying. I'm going to end the show with a very interesting, probably Swedish, track that was released at Evoke 2007. And Moses, I usually do a narrating of demos as well. I do that on IRC, but that's a different story. But no, I'm going to play a track and then I'm going to see if we can get the network up and running a bit better. And then I'm ending the broadcast. There will be another show back in a few hours. I need to, talk to some people tonight as well. And we'll see what happens. Apart from that, I'll be here later on. I'm going to leave you with Lord Chrome, a very rocky... Halloween-esque track named Bumbi Bjarnana or The Gummy Bears. We'll be back a bit later.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la. Just one more note. I'm not sure that we actually can get a feed from the outdoor arena area where people will perform. I'll look into that. Otherwise, we'll just have to record it and see what we can do with it afterwards. I'm not sure. But apart from that, I'll be back later for some, in some way, anyway. We'll see what happens. But for now, signing off. Bye-bye.